Praise the name of the Lord. With the help of the Lord and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, if you'll turn with me to a very familiar chapter, John 14. John, the 14th chapter, and we'll begin with the first verse. This was at the time of the Last Supper, and just before Christ would go through that terrible time of crucifixion for you and I. Praise God, we have such a wonderful God. Why are we surprised when we hear testimonies like this? God is there for you and I. He's never left us. He's never been away from us. He never sleeps. He loves us. And he's always present. So much so that he sent Christ to die for us. Let me begin here with the first verse. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. This is Jesus speaking. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. If it were not so, I would have told you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. When we go to Jesus Christ and we say in the name of Jesus, we can talk to God because he's there for you and I, dear ones. This is the time when we need him through an illness, a sickness, whatever it might be. He's there. He hasn't turned away from us. Jesus was explaining this to the apostles. He says he will, according to his will of the Father, no matter what we go through, we may want one answer, but God gives us another. He knows what's best for us, and he will bring it to pass according to his will. In the 15th verse, it says, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, keep my commandments. But the world today is so full of treachery and just so many things going on. The killing, the stealing, the wars, everything against what God says. We hate one another. You see it, the hatred that's out there. I could turn the TV on any time and hear someone was shot, someone was raped. Every time you turn it on, there's something going on. This terrible thing in France. All the things that are going on around the world. Some of the men that fought in World War II, if they could see what it was like today, they would say, what were we fighting for? For the freedom of this country. And now look at it. the hatred that's going on. Hatred. And it isn't hatred for one another. Because when we hate one another, we're showing that we hate God. He feels it. He feels that hatred. We are to love one another. We have lost many from this church. Not because of hatred, but because they may have felt that they weren't receiving. But God is here. God is in this church. He will sustain us if we remain faithful. If we walk away, are we remaining faithful? No. You and I are the yoke that hold this church together. And in order to hold it together, we have to work together. How can we work together if we're walking away? We can't. We can't. Loving God, loving each other. This is what he wants from us. Not just to go away somewhere else where you don't have to do anything, you don't have to go. Just listen and go home. It's not that easy, is it? Did God ever tell us it would be easy? Did he say it's going to be easy? Salvation, that's it? Now you got nothing to worry about. No, he didn't tell you that. He told you there would be trials, temptations, that the devil would come. But he gave you the tools to work with. He gave you the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is in this church. And he will work. But we have to work together. God is not dead. He isn't sleeping. He's here for you and I. When he speaks, are we listening? When he says, go, do we go? Or do we say, well, not tonight, I'm watching my favorite program. Oh, I've got to visit a friend of mine down the street here. Somebody needs you in the hospital there. Go. Yes, Lord. There's a time for everything under heaven. But God will tell you what that time is. When he says go, you go. When he says stay, you stay. In the morning, when you wake up, what's the first thing you do? What's the first thing you do? Go in and brush your teeth? Thank God for the day. Go have a cup of coffee? Pray. What comes first in your life? Let God be first in your life. When you have a problem, where do you go? You go to God. Right to this book. Sometimes I have a problem. I pick up my Bible and I turn to a psalm and the Lord comforts my heart. He's not going to leave you. You may have problems. You have things in your life. But he doesn't leave you, dear ones. Our God will never leave us nor forsake us. Why did he die for us? Why did Jesus die for us? He had nothing better to do? Love. Love. He didn't care whether you were Polish or Greek or German, Italian. He didn't care whether you were white or black or orange or pink. He loved you because he loves us all. He never turns his back on us. And you and I cannot turn our backs on each other. We have to work together. And I believe that whether it's 2 or 10 or 15, whatever it is, if we're working together, the Holy Spirit will work in this church. It's not too late. Some people think it is. Well, maybe in a year we'll be closing up. No. No. This church belongs to God. We are the keepers. We are here to take care of the things of God. And as long as we work together, dear ones, the work will be done. He teaches us through the Bible, through the Holy Spirit, through our experiences in life. You know, sometimes someone will come to you and you say, oh, you don't know what I'm going through. And maybe God put you through something so you could say to that person, I understand. I've been there. That's why God sends you to people. So you can help because you have been there. You've gone through something. You've had an illness. These things are all for our growth. Loving God, loving each other. We don't have to be educated. The word is simple. The word is very simple. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but had everlasting life. For Jesus came into the world, why? Not to condemn it. No, to save it. And he saved you and I. Praise God. Praise God that we found him. Thank you, Lord, every day for what he's done for us. Now, if the worship team will come back up, just remember, it's not a walk alone if we have each other. We are here for each other. So let us do what is right in the eyes of the Lord and follow what Jesus has taught us. And the Holy Spirit is here to educate us. Just be ready to do your part. And these seats will fill up. I believe it. And if not, then we know that we are here to support each other. In the name of the Lord be praised.